This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of questions for convicted Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. The deputy attorney generals in Florida, as Democrats and Republicans in Washington continue clamoring for the White House to release the full Epstein files. More scorchingly hot temperatures, 140 million Americans from Texas up through Maine under heat warnings and alerts today. A merger long in the making is finally given the green light.
The Trump administration has approved the $8 billion merger of Skydance Media and Paramount. The FCC chair says he welcomes Skydance's commitment to make changes at CBS, which is owned by Paramount, including a pledge not to establish programs related to DEI.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. The United States has walked away from ceasefire talks on the Middle East as aid groups say one in four children and pregnant women are currently suffering from malnutrition in Gaza. The roof of a middle school collapsed in western India, seven children killed. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayllon. Citing a desire to spend time with his family, Tony Evers announced Thursday he won't seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. Evers dropped the news in a video posted to his social media accounts, in which he noted his long political career, which included five straight successful runs for statewide elected office. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is confirming that an EF1 tornado touched down in Keshena during Wednesday's severe weather. Menominee tribal officials say no one was injured, but the twister did significant damage to homes, businesses, and county property and knocked out power to the area. And UW Health is touting the success of its new mobile app. The app includes urgent care and emergency department locations, current wait times at each location, and preferred navigation for users to visit their chosen location. Since launching in September of last year, the app has surpassed 15,000 downloads. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Do it upright for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:03 on Friday morning. Emily's going to join me shortly, and we are going to talk about a loss that we experienced yesterday. And it just seems like the hits keep on coming this week. So we will be talking about Hulk Hogan, 7:10 this morning when Emily joins me. And celebrating birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40. If you know someone celebrating, text those now. Here is Aha Take on Me on Max FM.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Welcome to the show.
Wine and cheese go together like peanut butter and jelly, right?
Cheese goes good with wine.
It's National Wine and Cheese Day.
You want some cheese with that wine?
Two of my favorite things. It is National Wine and Cheese Day.
Today is the day to celebrate that.
Is there anything better than wine and cheese?
Wine and wine.
Wine and wine. There you go.
That's true.
I love cheese.
I love wine.
It's showtime, baby.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Friday morning. It is 7:10. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. This morning, patchy fog turning partly sunny with a high of 85. Tonight, we do see a chance of showers later on into the evening, early tomorrow morning, as patchy fog will develop as well, partly cloudy with low of 66. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog continues, a chance of showers. It will be partly sunny, a high of 86. On Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 90. Giving everyone a heads up for Monday, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 93 degrees. So we're keeping tabs on Monday at this point because of the extreme heat and giving everyone a little bit of advance warning about that as well. Currently, Emily is 67 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. Happy Friday! And we're excited that it is Friday morning. It is such a great day out there. And I can see a little bit of fog. As a reminder, if you are out driving this morning, please allow yourself a little bit of extra time to get to where you need to go. And make sure you have your headlights on, and you do not want your brights on this morning. We want everyone to be safe out there this morning, and we want, we don't want anyone taking any chances with that. So please be safe this morning. So again, we are keeping tabs on that fog this morning. So we are working to get Emily connected with us as well. Emily, you with us? All right, we're working through a few technical gremlins this morning, and so that is always a great way to start a Friday morning is with tech challenges. It seems to be the morning for that. We've been dealing with some stuff at another location this morning, and so it's been an early start for a few of us this morning, and it's been honestly a rough week this week as well. It's been a bad week to be a celebrity. Days after we lost Malcolm Jamal Warner and Ozzy Osbourne, and the same day musician Chuck Manone died, we lost Hulk Hogan. Yes, you heard me correctly. If you didn't hear the news yesterday, Hulk Hogan passed away at the age of 71. And his medical personnel were sent to his home in Clearwater, Florida, to treat a cardiac arrest. And he ended up in a nearby hospital where, unfortunately, he was pronounced dead. And so Hogan was the biggest star in the history of professional wrestling and was instrumental in making the multi-billion dollar industry of what it is today. So yes, that is something that he was definitely involved in. He also appeared in Thunder Clips in Rocky III, and he won the World Wrestling Federation Championship in 1983, and the business reached heights it had never had before. Now Hulk Hogan had feuds with his rivals like Rowdy Roddy Piper, Andre the Giant, and Macho Man Randy Savage. Those were legendary. And even after it seemed like his star had faded in the late 80s and early 90s, he jumped ship to WWF and rivaled WCW, forming a group called the New World Order. And once again, he was the hottest name in wrestling. So that is, you know, he had quite a career. Now, no other wrestler before him or since, aside from The Rock, has been more recognizable around the world. And that is one of those that was just, he was legendary. There's no two ways about it. I remember growing up with Hulk Hogan. I mean, that is just one of those things that was just legendary. And so it was one of those that I still am in shock. And when I heard that yesterday, I definitely was saddened by it as well.
And can you hear me, Dave?
Hey, we can hear you now, Emily. Good morning.
Oh, good. I was talking before, and apparently I was just talking in my own head.
Yeah.
I am here, and good morning, everyone. Yes, it has been a rough week in terms of celebrity passings. It is like one right after another. It continues to be shocking. Yes, Hulk Hogan had a legendary status. We all grew up watching him and just being kind of amazed by what he brought to the sport and like how he was able to just become the celebrity that he was. Yeah, he does have some history of ups and downs in terms of his own behavior. We'll leave it at that. But yes, it is hard to see people that are from your youth kind of go on their own way at this point. So, RIP Hulk Hogan as well.
It was definitely, it's been a weird week. I mean, and the other thing is, no other wrestler before him or since, aside from maybe The Rock, has been more recognizable around the world than Hulk Hogan. I mean, that's, you think about it, it's just, we had the, following the success of the recently departed Ozzy Osbourne, Hogan and his family, and the reality TV business with Hogan Knows Best. That ran from 2005 to 2007 on the VH1. And so, yeah, that was, I remember that. I didn't really get a chance to watch that. So, that was the other part of it.
I didn't really either. I mean, VH1, right? When that came out, not to like flip the script too much, but when that came out, it was kind of like, are you an MTV fan or VH1
right.
fan? And you kind of had to choose.
That's exactly
it. I don't think I even had
it.
Access to both because I feel like I didn't even have cable. So it was still like even a heavier choice. So if I got an opportunity to watch one of them at my friend's house, it was going to be MTV.
Well, see, at that point, we didn't have cable, so we weren't watching either one of those.
Right.
And so we had cut the cord by that point. And so, yeah, so I never really watched that. And, you know, as you mentioned, there were scandals, of course. Exactly 10 years before his death on July 24, 2015, tabloids posted audio of Hogan using some words that were not right and some people that his daughter was dating. So there was that scandal. Then there was a tape that was leaked by Gawker.com in 2012, and I'm not going to go into all the details. Yeah. I mean, Hogan ended up winning a major lawsuit that bankrupted Gawker, though, and that was part of that. And in his last appearance on WWE on January 6th episode of Monday Night Raw, he was booed pretty hard. He was trying to hype his real American beer, and I remember this and all the stigma that was around that. And at the time of his death, Hogan was working with his former wrestling promoter, Eric, in a legit wrestling outfit called Real American Freestyle, which was going to host its first event August 30th. Hogan is survived by his third wife, Skye Daly, and his kids, Nick and Brooke, from his first wife, Linda. And so a lot of tributes came in yesterday to him, and it's been a rough week. I mean, we look at Ozzy Osbourne, I mean, that started with, and Malcolm Jamal Warner, and then Chuck Mangione. I mean, there was so many of these that this week, it's been a week, you know, it's one of those that you almost want to say, okay, we're going to put this week behind us and hope for better things next week, right, Emily?
Yes, in terms of, you know, celebrities and their, yeah, let's just put that this week behind us and try to, you know, remember the people for the good things that they did and the good things that they brought to us. You know, I was again listening to Ozzy yesterday. I can't seem to get enough right now. And there, you know, his effects go far and wide. So, you know, all of these folks did affect our childhood if you grew up, you know, in the times that we did. And we certainly appreciate that and want to remember that for what it was and what that brought to us. So kind of putting the week behind us in that sense. Yes, I agree. There's some great things that happen throughout the week. There's great things that happen every day. And then there's also, you know, hard things that happen every day. So it is something to think about. It is a moment to be in the present and think about the good things and as the things that weren't so great. And also kind of just have a moment to think about that on your own, you know?
Right, exactly. And we do know the weekend is in sight, so we are looking forward to that. As a reminder, Farmers Market's back in downtown Baraboo on the 500 block of Oak Street, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. That's happening tomorrow. And then on Sunday, the Sunday downtown market is back in downtown Baraboo on the Courthouse Square. That goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the last Sunday of the month. So some great things going on this weekend. We will be celebrating some birthdays and anniversaries at 7:40. It's our weekend list. If you know anyone celebrating today, tomorrow, or Sunday, send those over to us now via the text line 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. And I don't want to forget to mention, it's our last day of the Crazy Days sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, save an extra 80% off on select items during our Crazy Days sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Just click on Crazy Days on the left side after you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Those items are all listed there. There are limited quantities of these available, so if there's something you want to get, today is a day to do that. We have sold out on some of our items. That's the other cool part. Some of these items sold out, so if you want to take advantage of this, today is a day to do it. Again, 80% off, Emily. You can't ask for a bigger deal than that.
I don't think you can. I think that is, that's really where the deal went. That's where the deal is. And I think everybody needs to go ahead and grab that. That is a huge amount of savings. It is, you know, timed out. So let's, you know, keep in mind that you got to grab them while they're hot, as they say. So yeah, go on there. You definitely have a chance to support small business and local business. And we always are part of that. So please do so. The Crazy Days of Summer are here. It is just these few days. So go check out the deals. MaxFMBigDeals.com. You're not going to be disappointed what you see.
No, you're not. That's for sure. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Again, don't forget to text in any local birthdays or anniversaries. That can be for today, tomorrow, or Sunday, or even next week. We'll add them to our calendar. Again, 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate with you at 7:40 this morning. Here is Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel on Max FM.
Gotta be cool, relax, get in, and get on my tracks. Relax, hitch on, take a long ride on my motorbike until I'm ready.
Ready, ready, raise a little thing all aboard.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on your Friday morning. Don't forget to text in those birthdays and anniversaries now. 608-355-9970. We want to make sure we celebrate with you. And we're going to have a big announcement and congratulations to a milestone thing that is happening in our community. Emily and I will talk about that at 7:40 this morning. So yeah, this is a milestone of something that we're going to talk about. This person has been serving our community for a long time, and we're not saying this person is old. We're just saying they've served the community for a long time. So we're going to talk about that at 7:40. Again, if you have a birthday or anniversary wish, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Also, don't forget the Crazy Days sale is in progress at maxfmbigdeals.com. Again, up to 80% off select items. Go over and get those deals now. Today is the last day of that. No code required. Limited quantities available. And again, the Crazy Days sale ends today, 11:59 p.m. So if there's something you're looking at, go get it now. Up to 80% off select items. Shop local and save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
You could be a bingo queen or king. Enjoy vintage garden party bingo at the Rock and Roll Winery Thursday, August 7th to benefit the court-appointed Special Advocates CASA of Columbia County program. Doors open at 5 and bingo starts at 6 p.m., just $30 for 10 games. This fundraiser supports safety and advocacy for foster children throughout Columbia County. That's Vintage Garden Party Bingo at the Rock and Roll Winery Thursday, August 7th.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first-round pick, catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains, Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But, I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there is a slight chance of scattered thunderstorms. We'll drop to the mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Do it upright for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:35 on your Friday morning. Don't forget, you still have time to text in those birthdays and anniversaries. 608-355-9970. And we're going to have a big announcement in just 3 minutes after we do a little bit of Rick Springfield. I'm not maybe the greatest guy around. If you listen to this song, Jesse's Girl on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Yeah.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:38 on Friday, July 25th. In just moments, we're going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you still have time to text those in now. 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap that text option and send us those well wishes now. Emily, we're going to take a moment and recognize a huge milestone on our morning show this morning. And we want to take a moment and say a big congratulations to Kevin Steve. He is retiring today, and he's retiring from the fire department after he served for 38 years. Think about that for just a second. He served on the fire department for 38 years, 25 of them as a fire chief. That is definitely a service career to be proud of. We thank you, Kevin, for all of your years of dedication to our community and the listening area, because we know that you didn't always get to do things with your family that you may have wanted to when that fire pager may have went off, and the constant interruptions of that. And so, Kevin, congratulations on your retirement. Huge milestone. We want to take a moment and wish you well from 99.7 Max FM and the Civic Media Network. This is a huge milestone. 38 years on the fire department, and today is Kevin's last day. And I won't even make any jokes about 10 codes. I remember how much they had switched over from using 10 codes, and he said, we don't use 10 codes on the radio. And I was on the radio at one of our events, and of course, had a little bit of fun with him. I've known him forever, and I probably almost have known him for most of those 38 years of his service with a fire department and EMS group now. So, Kevin, congratulations. If you see him out and about today, please wish him well. And I do have some words of advice for his lovely wife, Tammy, today. Tammy, I would recommend start working on that honey-do list today and make sure you have it ready to go for tomorrow, because we don't want Kevin to have any idle time on his hands. We want him to have some focus and some things to do, and we want to make sure that he's got that long list so he doesn't go in any boredom, because we know he's just been going nonstop for these past 25 years serving as fire chief. So, Kevin, again, congrats from the morning show. Emily, that is just one heck of a milestone.
That is huge. Congratulations, Kevin. Dave, can you give the guy one day off? He has to have the honey-do list, like, immediately in action.
Oh, no.
Even have one day of idle hands.
No, we can't let him have one day of idle hands. I mean, I think he's going to – I think he might go a little stir-crazy. And if Kevin happens to be listening, let me know what you're going to be doing, buddy. I'm kind of curious. That's a huge milestone.
Dave might come and join you. He can't have any idle time either, clearly.
No.
So maybe he'll come and just, quote-unquote, supervise while you do the honey-do list.
You probably don't want Kevin and I doing a project together, because we're going to have way too much fun doing it, and we're probably going to get into trouble as well, because he has such a great sense of humor, and that's one of those that we have a lot of fun with it. So wish him well.
I do appreciate the next journey in life, right, that retirement brings. It's so exciting. So again, big congratulations, Kevin, if you're listening or not. We do wish you the best next step in your life, and give yourself a date. Don't listen to Dave. You can have one day.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to definitely be a change for him. I'm sure it'll be a change for his lovely wife, Tammy. And obviously, Tammy, I'm sure, will appreciate not having him running out the door at all times of the day. I mean, being a firefighter is definitely something that requires dedication. And your family also is impacted by that, because you may be sitting down to dinner, that pager goes off, and you got to go. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And so that's a huge sacrifice for the family as well. So I think that it's going to be interesting for his whole family. And so we'll see what happens with that. It's kind of funny. My cell phone is ringing at 7:43. It says potential spam on it, Emily. I just kind of laugh about that. It makes you wonder who would be calling with potential spam. You know, I shouldn't be doing this, but we're going to...
Dave's going to answer the phone. We are going to get on.
You can reach us at 680-788. 6584. Oh, see. This message is from the approvals department.
Yeah, see, the approvals department called me before 8 o'clock. I'm like, what happens if I was sleeping? I was hoping to be a real person. We'd have a little fun with it. But instead.
Oh, you're going to do that on the air? Okay, this is exciting. If we're going to do some answering of some spam calls, that's going to have to be developed into actual segments.
Oh, yeah.
I got some stories. I got some scripts. I got some things. It's been a live joke in my now and certainly was back in when I was a kid.
Oh,
I am. Yeah, I know. You said something about how you answered the phone yesterday, like, and how your mom was all about it and all that. I mean, we're gonna have to develop something there. Yeah. Let us know if you want us to develop a segment on how to answer spam calls, because we
we can do it. Some of them I couldn't play on air. That's all I'm gonna say. So, all right, we are gonna go through our celebrity birthdays super quick this morning. Today is July 25th. Meg Donnelly, 25th. She's 25. We know her as Addison Wells on the Disney zombie movies. Michael Welch is 38. Mac on Z Nation. Chantel Van Zanten is 40. Ryan Phillippe's wife, Julie. We'll just leave it at that. I don't want to say that one on air. James Lafferty is 40. Nathan Scott on One Tree Hill. Who else do you see on our celebrity birthdays for today, Emily?
Sure. So Louise Brown, 47 years old, the world's first test tube baby, born in Oldham, England. She had two babies of her own that she conceived naturally. So interesting. Like, the term test tube baby is definitely, you know, that's a term that we don't hear much anymore. There is definitely some different language surrounding that. And that brings me back to even hear that phrase. That's bizarre. So Matt LeBlanc, though, today is 58. We all know him as Joey Tribbiani on Friends. He played himself on Showtime's episode and Adam Burns on CBS's Man with a Plan. So he is so funny. I do. He's got some good physical comedy and just the expressions on his face, his eyebrows, the whole thing. Like, he can do a lot without saying anything. And I do appreciate that kind of acting. He's really pretty funny. Iman is 70. She was married to David Bowie. And sci-fi fans will remember her as a shapeshifter in Star Trek The Undiscovered Country. So that's kind of cool. Verdine White is 74 from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Their biggest jams include Shining Star. Such a good song. Got to Get You Into My Life. Sing a Song, September, Boogie Wonderland, After the Love Is Gone, and Let's Groove. I think a lot of the songs from back then were Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I didn't realize they were all Earth, Wind, and Fire. Like, they did a lot of stuff. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, happy birthday to Verdine.
Indeed. All right, we're going to fast forward to July 26th. Taylor Momsen is 32. Jennifer Humphrey on Gossip Girl. Elizabeth Giles, 32. Dennis Leary's daughter, Gigi, on the FX show. Let's see. We also have Monica Raymond, 39. Gabriella Dawson on Chicago Fire. Okay, I thought she was a slightly older on than that. I did not realize that. So
sometimes we get surprised on the other end. You know, usually it is that we are like, wow, how do these people get so quote unquote old? I mean, we're not going to go there in terms of age is just relative. We feel great about every age that we're in. I mean, it's just more milestones, right? Also, Cress Williams is 55. He is Black Lightning. Great show. Jason Statham is 58. Deckard Shaw in the Fast and Furious movies. Which
such a great actor.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to check him out.
Yeah, he's also in Hobbs and Shaw as well. So if you have not watched the Fast and Furious movies, definitely do that. You got to see him. He's something. Just a character and a half.
Yeah, character and a half. Oh, that sounds like a good way to describe you. Oh,
probably, there. Yeah.
Character and a half, maybe in 3/4. I don't know. Maybe 1/4. I don't know. But we'll Sandra Bullock is definitely an actor and a character. She's 61. And that surprised me. She is just all over the place still. She's always doing more stuff. I do appreciate her movies. I think she's funny. I think she's a good actor. I think she can do lots of different roles. So happy 61st birthday to her. And also we have Kevin Spacey. That's a big one. He is 66 today. He played Frank Underwood on House of Cards.
Oh,
he was also
yes.
Marvel Bosses. And the one of the best movies I've ever seen, The Usual Suspects. If you haven't seen that, see that. It will tie your brain in knots trying to figure out what the heck is going on. It's such a great whodunit. Even though I've seen the movie, I still am surprised at the end. I'm like, oh, really? Like, and I've seen it. So yeah, good movie. Definitely check that out. It's Kevin Spacey, 66. And Roger Taylor, 76 today, Queens drummer. He also wrote a few of the band's songs, including Radio Gaga and A Kind of Magic.
Oh, yeah. There is some great birthdays here. We also have, this is kind of funny, Helen Mirren is 80. She is Deckard Shaw's mom on The Fate of the Furious. So she is absolutely great in that movie. If you've not had a chance to see her, go watch Fate of the Furious today. That's also Fast and Furious number 8 for those that are keeping track in the franchise there. So it's kind of funny how those tie in together. We are going to move along to our
We can't because tomorrow Mick Jagger turns 82. I can't believe you missed that. It's Mick Jagger. He's turning 82.
I did miss
you
that.
You did not miss that one. Yeah, you did. That's a big one. Brown Sugar, you know.
Yep.
You can't always get what you want, which, you know, was an anthem that we all in our family used to sing to our children when they were toddlers.
Yes, indeed. We are going to go through tomorrow's birthday super quick because we do have one local anniversary we need to celebrate. So I'm going to truncate our Sunday list just a little bit. Taylor Schilling is 41. Piper Chapman on The Orange is a New Black. Kenny Wormald is 41. He was in the 2011 remake of Footloose. Alex Rodriguez, 50 years old. Former New York Yankee. We're just going to leave it with that. Maya Rudolph is 53. Former SNL star. Kind of cool there. Triple H is 56. WWE superstar whose real name is Paul Michael Levesque. Let's see. Bill Engel. Oh, my gosh. He's 68. Part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. That guy's hilarious.
Not surprised that you love that.
Yeah.
Let's... Also, Peggy Fleming, 77, Olympic gold medal winning figure skater. I remember hearing about her. I don't think I remember actually watching her because I think it was a little before my time. But she definitely held down the notoriety in terms of medal winning figure skaters. So happy birthday to her, 77. Way to go.
Yes. And then Maureen McGovern, 76, 1973's Morning After, biggest hit. Betty Thomas, 78, from Hill Street Blues. Bobby Gentry, for some reason, they say 81 or 83, singer to Ode to Billy Joe. So, yes.
I don't know how old he is.
I don't know.
Well, Bobby, I know you're listening. So, happy 81st or 83rd birthday.
Yeah, they're a little bit not sure of that. And then we do have a local anniversary for Sunday. Happy first anniversary to Laura and Q Piesel. It is their first wedding anniversary. So, happy anniversary to them and happy birthday and anniversary to anyone that is celebrating today. Absolutely. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 for further shenanigans. So
further shenanigans shall ensue because,
yes,
you know,
it's
the morning show and it also is Friday. So we'll see you soon.
Yes, we will. And again, congratulations to Kevin Steve on his retirement from the Baraboo Fire Department. Thank you for all of your years of service. Congrats for that milestone. If you see Kevin out and about today, please wish him well. It's, again, a big day for him, and thank you again to him. And I'm going to say thank you to his family as well, because they also sacrificed during all of his years of service. So thank you to Tammy and all of his kids. That is a huge milestone for all of you as well. Congratulations. And the Baraboo community will definitely feel that change as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show will continue on Max FM.
Things are crazy around here at Max FM Big Deals. It's our annual Crazy Days Sidewalk Sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and get it on the crazy savings with Max FM Big Deals.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
The new Reedsburg Pizza Ranch and Fun Zone Arcade is now open. Hi everyone, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, the new Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we can't wait to keep serving our legendary guests in our new building. Make sure to come on in and visit us for a full buffet, plus stop on in at that Fun Zone. You'll have a blast. Come and see us at 2010 Viking Drive here in Reedsburg.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood.
get to it. Strike a pose. There's nothing to it.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another meeting today between the woman at the center of the Jeffrey Epstein case and the number two official at the Department of Justice.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche has more questions for Jeffrey Epstein's former companion, Ghislaine Maxwell. Sources told ABC News Maxwell initiated the meeting as she appeals her conviction and tries to get out of a 20-year prison sentence. Her attorney told us she answered every question.
ABC Chief Investigative Correspondent Aaron Katursky at the federal courthouse in Tallahassee, Florida, where the discussion are happening. Israeli strikes continuing across Gaza, and experts warn that Palestinians are on the brink of famine. The aid group Doctors Without Borders says one in four children and pregnant or nursing women are currently malnourished. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says hospitals have recorded 9 new deaths due to starvation over the past 24 hours. Disgraced former Congressman George Santos expected to begin serving a 7-year prison sentence for fraud today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. There could be a crowded field of Democrats hoping to succeed Governor Tony Evers, who decided not to seek re-election. Democrats who have been mentioned as potential candidates include Attorney General Josh Call, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. A group of juveniles were arrested following an altercation on the UW-Madison campus. UW-Madison police responded Wednesday night to a report of a disturbance involving 7 to 10 people at Memorial Union Terrace. An investigation revealed the incident stemmed from an earlier incident involving two groups. And longtime professional wrestler Hulk Hogan has died. Hogan, whose real name was Terry Bollea, toured the U.S. and the world wrestling for Vince McMahon's then World Wrestling Federation and briefly for the Midwest-based American Wrestling Association. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.